investment in the armed forces of the United States. And as you accept the responsibility to lead Coast Guardsmen and women, I promise you, this Commander-in-Chief will always have your back.
40% of Americans can't cover a $400 emergency expense, at least without selling something or borrowing from someone. That's according to a new report from the Fed Reserve Board. The report, though, does show that 74% of adults are at least feeling okay financially, an increase of about 10 percentage points from the first survey 4 years earlier. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Many Republicans on Capitol Hill are excited about a new banking bill, which includes the biggest rewrite of the financial regulations since Dodd-Frank. Representative Jeb Hensarling of Texas, he's a Republican, he's no fan of Dodd-Frank.
The left has viewed Dodd-Frank as being chiseled onto tablets and coming down from Mount Sinai, and so many of them were loath to deal with it. Fortunately, there were a group in the Senate who were a little bit more level-headed and understood that there were a number of unintended consequences, perhaps some intended. Mm. We were losing a community bank or credit union a day in America,
wow.
And as we lost them, many Americans were losing their dream of owning a home, being able to buy a new car, or frankly, just even put groceries on the table.
Right.
Currently, your numbers on Wall Street this Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 134 points. Please remember, you can check us out online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty, even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
We've been hearing a lot of rumors about a phase two to the Republican tax plan that was passed in the later part of 2017. Well, House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Kevin Brady says now's the time to act on phase two.
So we are working very close with the president on that timetable in the House, and we will be consulting and are with the Senate on what best policies and format and timing for them as well. But look, you have to start with permanence because you can't overestimate the importance for growth and for certainty there. Secondly, we're looking at how do we should never settle, but ask always, how do we make our tax code more family-friendly and pro-growth? And there, I think we've got some opportunities in helping families save more and earlier in their life. And finally, look, America just fell out of the top 10 countries in the world for innovation. I want Congress to keep looking at how do we encourage more innovation here in the United States so we can win sort of that innovation race we're in with other countries. And so those are the broad strokes.
Okay.
Ways and Means Committee is developing that framework as we speak.
The trucking industry can't find enough drivers, and the trade group is saying that this is only going to be getting worse in the years to come. Should this driver shortage continue, this would mean you could be paying more at the grocery store and for anything you buy online, as companies could begin to add surcharges. It's also worth noting that Tesla is working on a self-driving semi. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Hey, good afternoon, Hunterdon County. Here is your weather. Look outside. It is sunny, and it's a beautiful 74 degrees right now. This afternoon, that's going to continue. High is going to hit about 80. Tonight, clear, low around 52. You might be able to sleep with the windows open for a bit. And Thursday, sunny, high near 80 with a calm wind. Thursday night, light wind, about 56 degrees. Here we go. The weekend's coming up. Friday, it is going to be sunny with 84 degrees. Here it comes. And Friday night, mostly clear, high around 63, or low around 63, actually. Saturday weekend, mostly sunny with a high near 87. Get outside there, folks. Bring the family out. Saturday night, we do have a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly around 9 p.m., and Sunday is going to be a little bit of the same. So you're going to have to get your weekend outside activities done on Saturday.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good afternoon, Hunterdon County, and a shout out to Clinton, New Jersey. I am Mark LaRose, and this is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. We are here, and we are ready. We are opening up at the Gray Rock Shopping Center. That's 1802 Route 31 in beautiful Clinton, New Jersey. Our telephone number is 908-627-7020. And I got to tell you something. The first thing I want to tell you about is, and I am so excited. We are excited. Ron and Lauren and Megan and myself, the Fantastic Four, I like to call us at the Max Challenge of Clinton. Tomorrow night, Thursday, May 24th, we are having our first trial class. That's right. If you have not signed up for it and registered your spot, I'm going to tell you how to do it in just a second. Get a pen and paper. But tomorrow night, Thursday, May 24th at 6:30 p.m. at the beautiful Holiday Inn in Clinton, New Jersey. That's 111 West Main Street. Go to our Facebook page, the Max Challenge of Clinton's Facebook page. Find the events and follow the directions. We have a few spots left. You can get in. You can get your spot in there. You can come down, meet Ron and Lauren, who are the owners and the driving forces and the visionaries behind the Max Challenge of Clinton. You can meet Megan Smith, who is our lead instructor and a fantastic motivator, teacher, great human being. And I will be there myself too. Come on down and join us, okay? And I appreciate you joining me today. Quick shout out. I see Lauren is watching and listening. Hey, Lauren. And hello, Haley at the Max Challenge corporate office. Giving her a shout out too. So you can interact with me on Facebook, okay, if you are watching and as we go through the topic. If you do have a question about the topic today and you want to get in a question, feel free to comment. And if you're watching and you're listening on Facebook, give me some thumbs up and some hearts and some love, okay? So I know that you're there and I'm not alone here, okay? So today's topic there, folks. Oh, and by the way, $170. What would you do if you could save $170? Because that's what we're doing right now. We're doing founding member enrollments at the Max Challenge of Clinton, and it's $170 off our usual enrollment price. It's a steal, folks. It's a life-changing program, and it's a steal, and you're not going to want to miss this. Okay, today's topic is the secrets to gaining more energy, and that's why I'm kind of bouncing around here, because if I was just sitting here and I was kind of sluggish about things and talking like this, what are you going to think? Huh? You're sitting at your desk, you're sitting at home, you're in front of your computer, you're listening online at Hunterdon Chamber Radio online. you're in your car, what are you going to think about my voice with that? No, we are talking energy here, and that's one of the things that's really important. Oh my, oh my, oh my, how many times, and Ron will attest to this too, how many times do we get asked, how do I gain more energy? When we talk about specific fitness goals at the Max Challenge of Clinton, we're constantly talking about different things. Everybody's got different goals, but so many times we are asked, how do I gain more energy? And by the way, with this trial class tomorrow night that I just mentioned, now that I got your attention, bring a friend. Bring a family member. If you're watching and you're a member already, because we've had people signing up since December. Hello, Elaine. Give a quick shout out to Elaine. We've had people signing up since December, and it's filling up. The classes are filling up, folks. You're not going to want to miss out on this. But if you're already a member of the Max Challenge of Clinton and you want to bring a family or a family member or a friend, bring them. If you've registered for a spot as a guest for our class tomorrow night and you know somebody who you think will benefit from trying out this class, coming down and meeting all of us, bring them. Don't just sit there. Text them now. Message them now. Write down their name because you will be doing them a favor. How many times do you ever just sit at your desk or sit on your couch and you say to yourself, I wish I could do something to positively affect somebody's life? This is how you can do it. We have helped thousands of people change. Help your friend, help your family member. Reserve your spot, okay? Again, go to our Facebook page. Any particular questions, 908-627-7020. Two kinds of energy, jumping right back onto the topic. Two kinds of energy that we have. There are, and you know if you are this, and you know people like this if you're not. You have type A, achievement-oriented, hyper-tense energy that allows you to get a lot of work done during your day, but it's not really the best kind of energy because typically there's a negative influence on it, meaning you are swamped at work. You got so much to do, and you are just going, 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 and you have this energy, but it's very tense. And actually, that negative kind of energy is often associated with the onset of depression. So there's that kind of energy. Then, on the other hand, there's what scientists and doctors would call calm energy. And a calm energy is a combination of a state of high physical and mental energy levels paired with a very low physical tension. You see, in this state, you have a much more long-lasting energy, more consistent energy, and it's proven to be able to be achieved with the right combination of things. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So are you one of the people that you get the midday blues? Because that used to be me. That used to be me, and it could be you, or maybe you know somebody like that. Maybe that person is sitting in the next cubicle from you or the desk down the hall, the office down the hall. So there are ways that people go about in modern society. There are ways to gain energy, and sometimes those ways to gain energy are not the most beneficial, number one, to your body. By the way, it's the only body that you own. You have it for a while, and you should take good care of it. Do you take better care of your car than you do your body? Because if that's the case, you're going to have to listen very closely. The other thing is that you, when you take care of your body and you take care of your mind, you can do things. But a lot of ways that people in the 21st century gain energy to try to get themselves through the day, and you know that, they're not beneficial to your mind or your body or your spirit or your soul or your heart. There's so many different things that can harm you that way. And I have to go to a hard break right now, but when we come back, we are going to talk about very quickly, because I want to get to the good stuff. I want to talk to you very quickly of things to watch out for, of negative ways that you can gain energy. And then we're going to talk about the amazing ways that you can gain energy too that are good for you. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, 908-627-7020. Don't you move. We will be right back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you...
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we are back. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton. My name is Mark LaRose. I am the center leader slash motivator. We're all motivators at the Max Challenge. First trial class is tomorrow night, May 24th, Thursday night, 6:30 p.m. at the Holiday Inn in Clinton, New Jersey. Bring a friend. Bring somebody you know has been putting it on the back burner, hesitating about their fitness and health goals. That could be anything, and we're there to help. You come down, you get a taste of the class, come down and meet the four of us. You meet Ron and Lauren and Megan and myself, and guess what? We want our center, we want our fitness center filled with families and friends, and if you don't have those, you're going to get them at us, because the Max Challenge of Clinton, we are a community, we are a family. Okay, before I move on, hey Angela, I see you're back. I missed you. Thank you for tuning in. Angela is a longtime listener, and there's the hearts. Thank you, kiddo. So listen, let's jump right back into the topic: the secrets of gaining energy. Getting more energy. How do I get more energy, Mark? How do I get more energy? I hear it so often, so often. It's listed as one of those goals when I talk to people all the time. So how not to gain energy? And it's not just, I'm going to equate a lot of it to work, okay? You're at work, you wake up, you're sluggish throughout the day, you're trying to get through the day. What do I do? All right, so first thing is how not to do it. Number one, got a pen and paper? Number one, sugar. Oh my God. Oh my God. First of all, are you in one of those offices where they have a bowl or a basket either at the front desk or in the break room, the employee lounge, and it's filled with candy? Hey, Barbara, thanks for watching. It's filled with candy. Pixie sticks and Twizzlers and Tootsie Rolls, and there's donuts back there. And you think that just gouging down some of these things, aside from the fact that it's not going to help your weight loss goals, you think you're going to gain energy. Well, you are. You're going to gain energy really quick. And then, bam, you're going to crash later on. And then you're going to want to eat more of it. And that is the way they get you, isn't it? Okay, that's how you sneak on that extra pound a week. Or 2 pounds. First of all, you have to understand is that processed sugar is bad for you. Bad, 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 bad for you. Okay? Hey, Elaine, thanks for watching. Processed sugar is bad for you. Okay? It releases a huge amount of dopamine in your brain. In fact, brain scans actually equate it to the same type of reaction that cocaine gives you. Okay? And we are definitely against cocaine. All right? So it has a negative effect on the hormones in your brain. It has a negative effect on your bloodstream. Adding sugar, like high fructose corn syrup, oh my gosh. Read your nutrition labels. One of the things you're going to learn at the Max Challenge of Clinton when you come onto our program, if you don't already know, we're going to show you how to read nutrition labels so you are getting the best fuel in your body. I mean, would you put crappy gasoline into your car? No, but you're willing to put crappy fuel into your body. We're going to help you with that. All right, so your brain reacts in such a way, in such a high excited state. And then the other thing, too, by the way, is too much processed sugar is actually promotes fat gain, too. It's not just a weight gain. It promotes fat gain. So, Barbara, that's funny, but it's still bad for you. I just saw that. Thanks. So, number one, avoid the sugar to get through the day because it's not going to help your first of all, it can lead to diabetes. If you're not already diabetic or born that way, you can get the type 2 diabetes. If you are type 2 diabetic and you know that you need to eat better, exercise and such, and you want to get off your medication, if you want to get off your medication for diabetes, you need to call us and get into our program because we can help you towards that goal. We can help you get to that point where you can approach your doctor and talk about it, okay? It's very important. Okay. So I think I've talked pretty much about this, the sugar, the dopamine release that it gives you. It's all temporary. And you see, the thing about getting more energy is you don't want the crash. You want consistent, steady energy. At the top of the show, I mentioned it was called a calm energy. Wherever you are right now, take a nice deep breath in through your nose, out through your mouth. Calm energy. All right. The second thing is excessive caffeine use. Now, notice I said excessive caffeine use. I am a coffee entrepreneur, I guess. No, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm a coffee snob. I love a good cup of coffee. I'm going to give a shout out to the Stone Bean in Clinton, to Ray and Nicole and Scout Mercantile up in Highbridge. Listen, I visit there and I get myself a really good cup of coffee. But guess what? Too much caffeine is horribly bad for you. Now, I'll have a cup at home. I might have a second cup later on. If you're having four or more cups of coffee in a day, you might want to consider cutting back a little bit. What is it going to do for you? It's going to give you that false energy again. I got to point that out. It's going to give you the jitters. You're going to be dropping things. Okay. Then you're going to be talking so fast that nobody's... Do you have somebody like that in your office that you know about? Somebody who's talking so fast because they're just so high on caffeine? You're like, hey, Mark, you know, I really need to get this done, and I've been doing this and everything, and how was your weekend? And, oh, I did over here. Okay, that's what it does. The other thing excessive caffeine can do, too, is it can give you a headache. If you have too much caffeine and your blood pressure starts going up a lot and consistently, you can get a pretty bad headache from that, too. And the last thing I want to talk about on the excessive caffeine part is really something I'm going to touch on even more later, and that is it can cause you to lose sleep. If you're having caffeine late in the day, and listen, my humble personal opinion is don't have caffeine after 4 p.m. if you plan on getting to sleep by 10. You can lose a lot of sleep from that too. And really the next step after talking about excessive caffeine use or excessive coffee use is those energy drinks. Now, don't turn off your laptop, okay? I'm not going to harp on you for this or anything. It's just that it's a fact of modern life that these energy drinks are out there, and I'm not going to name names. You know what they are. But I will tell you this story. Years ago, I was running a gym, and it was out in Short Hills, New Jersey, and I had a vendor who would sell a very popular energy drink brand. And the vendor would let myself and the vice president buy a case wholesale. And so we did. We would buy it. And I would probably drink one or two of these a day. One day I was driving into New York City for a meeting, and all of a sudden my heart started racing and I started to get palpitations. While I was driving, has this happened to you? Seriously, or do you know somebody it's happened to? It's a scary thing. It was scary as anything. Driving along, I was just about to cross the bridge by Sea Caucus, in fact. It scared me straight. It scared me off of energy drinks. I actually went to the doctor after that to make sure that I was okay. But energy drinks, they're hyper-caffeinated, and they are hyper-sugared. And you can not even just get heart palpitations. I know people who've drank, this is not even funny. I know people who've drank so many energy drinks in a day that they vomited. They've gotten sick from it just because they're trying to get through the day. And this is another thing too. And actually when I was doing research for this show, for this broadcast, it was something that I didn't even realize was possible, but I guess it is. A lot of these energy drinks have an extraordinary amount of B vitamins in it. So you can actually get a niacin overdose where your skin tone goes completely flush and it takes a long time for it to go away. You can get a niacin overdose on that. And then lastly, and I'm only going to touch on this briefly, one other negative way to have energy through the day is prescription drug abuse. There's illegal drugs that one could use also, I guess, but it's been on the rise, prescription drug abuse. Some of those medications that people take for ADHD get abused. They get abused. Teenagers, it was on a rise for a long time there. Teens abusing these stimulants, and then they get into college, and they're cramming, and they're trying to get their social life. And so it's something to be aware of, and if you need help with a stimulant addiction, you need to call someone today, okay? You need help with that, you call someone now, all right? Reach out to a loved one. Now, let's talk about the right ways to gain energy. Let's talk about the good ways, the healthy ways to gain energy. And the first one I'm going to talk about, and maybe you've heard it before, maybe you haven't, it's one of my favorite things to do. Exercise. Hey, Bart, how you doing? Good. Thanks for tuning in. Exercise. Exercising your body is such a fantastic, healthy way to gain energy. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Mark, if I'm exercising, aren't I going to get tired? No, actually, to be honest with you, I have walked into a gym sometimes. Hey, Ron, I have walked into a gym sometimes and I have dreaded going in there. But once I got in there, I never regretted the workout. I always walked out pumped, okay? Just pumped. So exercising does a couple things, physiologically speaking. First, it's going to release epinephrine. It's going to release endorphins. And these are hormones and enzymes that help your body feel energized. That's what exercise does for you. In 2008, you ready for this? In 2008, a University of Georgia study, the researchers found that inactive folks who normally complained about that fatigue could increase their energy by way over 20%, okay, and decrease fatigue by 65% of the subjects in their study simply by engaging in regular exercise. Regular exercise. I don't mean get up on a Monday, go run 5 miles, and then you don't do it again for 2 weeks or 3 weeks. You need to make time for exercise. Now, I didn't say find time. That's going to be a shout out to Jason, who I met yesterday. We were talking about this. Not to find the time, to make the time. And in case you've never tried this, the next time you think or say out loud, I don't have the time, I want you, very next thing to say is, this is not a priority to me. Because that's what it is. Taking care of your body and your mind and your health should be a priority to you. Not just for you, but for everybody who loves you also. All right. So regular exercise, you can increase levels by dramatically. You can decrease fatigue dramatically. It's a proven study, University of Georgia, if you want to look it up. How does this work? Okay. So inside your body, there are these little things called mitochondria. And the mitochondria, they're like mini power plants that are going on inside your body. All right. For example, when you exercise aerobically, the more mitochondria the body makes to produce the energy for that need, it creates more energy when it's not being used. So you see, your body is a very, very complicated machine, but it's also very smart. Okay, you are designed in a great way. When you start to exercise and your body and your brain begin to sense that you need more energy, it's going to produce more mitochondria. So now you're going to have more of these mini power plants in your body. And the next thing you know, you're going to have more energy from it when you're not exercising. Your body's also going to design and create more capillary systems feeding oxygen to the muscles that are being used. When they're not being used during exercise, ladies and gentlemen, you will still have the benefit of that energy. So regular cardiovascular exercise is a huge benefit to you. Okay, it's good for your heart. It's good for your immune system. And this is something that should be important for everybody, but I'm going to talk to the ladies who are watching and listening right now. Ladies, it helps bone density too when you do some resistance exercise. I didn't say weightlifting. I said resistance exercise. At the Max Challenge of Clinton, we do some resistant exercises. We have our classes. Mondays and Wednesdays are cardio. Tuesdays and Thursdays are upper body and lower body. And we do body weight resistance exercises. Sometimes we have small dumbbells that we use. And then, of course, Friday is our kickboxing classes, which is fun, fun, fun. But you can gain bone density, which as we get older, and especially as we know from a lot of medical articles and broadcasts, ladies, you need more bone density. Okay, moving along. See, this is part of the problem with the broadcast. I have so much fun talking to you, and time flies by. I'm looking at this. Oh, my gosh. Let me move along here. So exercise, regular exercise, okay? Secondly, eating right. Okay, I'm throwing my pen down here. Here we go. I want to accentuate. Hey, Megan, I want to accentuate the next thing I'm going to say. This is just something that is such a pet peeve of mine, so please listen to me. From my heart to your heart, if you're drinking soda, please stop drinking soda. And I'm talking even diet soda. Drink more of what you're made of, please. When we're talking about eating right, these sodas are just chemicals, and they're poisoning your body, and they are going to suck the energy out of you. Okay, so that's one of the first things I am going to just say to you. Please, please, please. I haven't drank soda. I don't even know how long has it been. 10 years, maybe. God, we have so many things. Hey, Diane, so many things that we could talk about on this. I don't have enough time to talk about this, but I wanted to make sure I put that at the top of my list. Stop drinking soda. Drink more of what you're made of. Okay, eating clean. Okay, here's a rule of thumb. Okay, you ready for this? You might want to write this down too. Rule of thumb. If it has a television commercial, it's probably not good to eat. Okay, let's start there. If it has a TV commercial, most of the time it's not going to be good for you. You want to eat clean, fresh fruits. Kathy, hey, how you doing? Fresh fruits and vegetables. I prefer organic. I do. I buy organic as much as possible. Fresh fruits, fresh vegetables, complex carbohydrates, brown rice, nuts and grains and things. Pistachios are good for you. Raw almonds, not the wasabi, ultra-salted almonds, okay, which are yummy. Hello, Megan. Nice. Thanks for watching. But I'm talking raw almonds. But pistachios, tell you, in the Max Challenge of Clinton, our nutritional plan, because when you join, you get a complete nutritional counseling with us, you get to eat pistachios. I love that part of it because I love pistachios. So, again, avoid the processed foods as much as possible. Listen, I understand it is hard to get healthy or to stay healthy in modern day America, but it's also hard losing your breath at the top of the stairs. And it's hard not being able to play with your children or your grandchildren because you don't have the energy because you're out of shape. It's hard having to go back to the store to buy a new pair of pants because the old ones are too tight. So you have to choose your hard, folks, okay? But here's the other thing, a big hint. Eat cleaner, drink your water, avoid the sodas, but also eat smaller meals more often. I like to call that grazing, and I'm not the only one who calls it that, but grazing. Get some snacks in there too, all right? Starving yourself is bad, by the way, folks, in case we haven't told you this before. Skipping meals and starving yourself, it's not going to do anything. The weight you're going to lose, your body's going to start feeding off your muscle tissue. Don't do that, please. All right. But here's the thing. As you lose weight, let's just say you lack energy. And I've already told you about the mitochondria and the capillary systems and all these other things that are beneficial to you about eating clean. Now, all of a sudden, your body, which is used to carrying around an extra 20 pounds or 30 pounds, now that weight is gone. So guess what? You use energy carrying around the extra weight. Yeah, that's one reason why you get tired too, is because you're out of shape and overweight. I know that, okay? I've been there too. The other thing that this does too, and this is big, it's going to reduce belly fat. Belly fat is bad for you. That visceral fat that we carry around right here, it goes around your organs and such. That's bad for you too because, it just crunches up your organs and such too. So, you know, just ask yourself this question. If you're lacking energy, how long have you been feeling that way, that you're lacking that energy? And then the next question I'm going to ask you, ladies and gentlemen, is how long have you been eating this way too? And, you know, listen. Nobody I know wakes up in the morning and goes, I feel like getting in shape. I feel like being healthier. No. It's a decision that you need to make. Okay. I know from my past experiences, I never felt like losing weight. Okay. I had to decide to lose weight and to get into shape, better shape, and be healthier, whatever your goals are, okay? But when it comes to eating, oh my gosh, there are so many choices out there. Bad choices, ladies and gentlemen. Bad choices that are constantly being thrown in your face. And so you need to decide to eat better to get more energy. So combine that with the exercise and the benefits of exercise I just spoke about. And by the way, if you're joining in the middle, we're going to post the link for this broadcast, so you'll be able to watch it from the beginning. All right, it's just incredible when you're talking about what these foods can do for you. About a year ago, I walked down the aisle in a supermarket, and it might have been more than a year ago because I was down in Florida. And I was in the supermarket, and I went into the cereal aisle. I do not eat cereal. Let me just start by saying this. I do not encourage anybody to really eat cereal so much. Good organic steel-cut oatmeal probably is better. That's a good choice, and then you can sprinkle some cinnamon on it. But just out of curiosity, I went down the cereal aisle, and this ties into energy, folks, so pay attention. This ties into your lack of energy. Because you eat breakfast, you know, quote unquote, the most important meal of the day. So I go down there and I start looking at the amount of processed sugar that are in the cereals that we give our children. And we eat from time to time also. All right. So in one cup, I'm not going to name names of cereals. You know what kid cereals are out there. You know what they are. I don't have to tell you what they are. And I encourage you, go to your supermarket and look yourself. You don't have to believe me. Go look for yourself. So I went down there and I looked at the single serving of a couple of these name brand cereals that most of the time children eat. And the amount of sugar in one cup or 1.5 cups of these sugars, you might as well go to your local coffee shop. You know those little packets of processed sugar? Get about 20 of those. Rip them open. Pour them into a bowl and just eat them out of the bowl. All right, because that's how much sugar is in there too. But here's the thing, and this is why at the Max Challenge of Clinton, we are going to teach you to read nutritional labels. If nothing else, it's going to affect your energy. I went to another name brand cereal that actually has a somewhat healthy title to it, believe it or not. I'm not going to name names on the air. You come to the trial class tomorrow night, I'll tell you all about it, okay? Holiday Inn in Clinton, 6:30 tomorrow night. Register on Facebook, okay? Bring a family member, bring a friend. But I'll tell you this. I grabbed this box of cereal for a supposedly healthy cereal. It's got a healthy name on it and everything. Guess what? It was the same amount of sugar in this supposed heart-healthy cereal. I could not believe it. This is what you have to watch for when you're trying to gain more energy. You are what you eat, they say, you know, and I like to joke around and say, I didn't realize I had a cup of awesomeness this morning for breakfast. Lauren's going to give me a sad face in a second on here. I just know it, but, or something like that. But anyway, folks, ladies and gentlemen, just read your nutritional labels because there are so many hidden things out there. You need to make the conscious decision to eat better, to get more energy. Why do you want more energy? That's the next question I would ask you is why do you want, what's your motivation for this? Why more energy? I mentioned some things before. Springtime is here. It's beautiful outside today. I spoke with a man, I don't know, about a month ago, who enrolled at the Max Challenge, and one of his goals was he wanted to be able to play with his son in the park. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? He wanted to be able to play with his son in the park, and because he was so out of shape and he had no energy left for his son, it was killing him inside. You know, having more energy, it's not just about you trying to get through your darn work day. It's not just all about you. It's about the people you love, and it's about the people who love you. You know, and you can interchange that. Maybe it's you and your daughter that you want to have at the park to go running, to play frisbee with, to go on the swings, or your grandson or your granddaughter. Or heck, maybe it's just you want to be able to keep up with your dog at the dog park because your dog is out there and you're out of breath before your puppy is because you run out of energy. I'm telling you honestly. I've always been completely honest with you and completely transparent. So read your nutritional labels and look at these things because, again, these processed foods, you know, and that's one of the things with America is we have gone from eating foods to eating food-like stuff. It's not exactly food anymore. It's food-like, you know, like some of those quote-unquote cheeses that you can buy. If you read the label, it's not exactly cheese. It's a cheese food or a cheese-like product food process crap. Just being honest there, kids. So can't stress it enough to read your nutrition labels because it is going to make you out of shape. And again, it's just pumping chemicals and things in there. At the Max Challenge, we encourage people to eat cleaner. We're not going to sell you something for it, though. If you shop, you know, whatever supermarket you're shopping at, your nutritional plan will include everything that you can find in your local supermarket. Boom. And that's it. Okay. Coming up on a hard break in a minute here, I do have some more things I want to talk to you about gaining more energy. It's an important subject. And again, I've been there. You might be there right now. You might even be falling asleep listening to me. I hope not because I feel pretty pumped, you know. And I'm super pumped, super pumped, super pumped. We are, Ron and Lauren and Megan. We are all super pumped about the trial class tomorrow night. It's at 6:30 p.m. at the Holiday Inn in Clinton, 111 West Main Street. Reserve your spot. We got a couple left. So you, your family members, your friends, bring them. If you're already a member, thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us. Thank you for putting your faith in us. We will not disappoint you. You're coming tomorrow night, bring a friend, okay? We want to pack our place with family and friends, okay? And you know what? I feel like I'm gaining so many new friends as we do this, we put together this center. So listen, we're going to come back in just a couple minutes, and I'm going to wrap it up with a couple of real quick things about helping you gain more energy. Don't move. Don't turn off your laptop. Keep those notes coming. I'm watching you on Facebook. Thank you, Megan. Megan Smith, our lead instructor, is commenting here. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Do not move. We'll be back in a few seconds. 908-627-7020 if you have more questions.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Welcome back. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. We are here. Ron and Lauren Edelstein, the owners, the driving forces, the spirit behind the Max Challenge of Clinton, Megan Smith, our lead instructor. I'm Mark LaRose. I'm your host. I am the center manager and motivator, as I like to say. We are at the Grey Rock Plaza. We are there. We are coming along. And our first trial class, again, is tomorrow night, Thursday night, May 24th at 6:30 p.m. at the Holiday Inn in Clinton. You will not want to miss this. Go to our Facebook page for the Max Challenge of Clinton. Find the event, follow the instructions, register. You have questions, you call us. Do not hesitate to call us. We're here for you, 908-627-7020. The topic today is how to gain more energy. I'm talking to you about how to do it in a healthy way. We only have a few more minutes left. It flies by. So our lead instructor, Megan Smith, just put in the comments some really good ideas about food shopping and food shopping strategically. So you're going to want to go to our comments section on Facebook Live, and you're going to want to read this. Okay, there's some really good things. And Megan, I just got your text message, and that's why I was kind of chuckling when I came back on the air. Thank you very much for saying that. I appreciate that. That's between us. All right, so we talked about healthy ways to do this. Exercising. You can rewind the broadcast and listen again about the specifics as to why exercise is going to give you more energy. Eating right. Stop eating crap. Stop drinking crap. And you're going to feel better. All right. You need to begin to lose that visceral fat that's around your organs too. And remember, like I said, when you're heavier, you use extra energy just to move. So it doesn't matter if that's 10 pounds or 40 pounds or 110 pounds. Your body is going to use energy to be able to move that body around. All right. There is no spare body, ladies and gentlemen. Do you understand me? Hard truth. You do not have a spare body in your closet that you can just put on when you've ruined this one. So start taking care of it if you are not taking care of it already. Number three, healthy ways about gaining more energy. Get some darn sleep. First of all, I would recommend that if you climb into bed, and I'm guilty of doing this too, I have to make the conscious decision to put my phone down. Do you hear me? Turn off your phone, silence it, put it down, dim the lights, go to sleep. Your brain starts to keep, you know, it just keeps moving and moving and moving and moving. And I think it's a symptom of modern day society. I really do. Is that we have this very active thought process. And listen, I'm been guilty of it also. I'm preaching to the choir on this one, but this is going to be one of those things where I'm going to say, do as I say and not as I do, okay, even though I don't do it anymore. I'll climb into bed. I'll check my emails from time to time. I'll flip through social media, see what's going on. But then eventually I need to put the phone down, okay? I never, ever, ever fall asleep with my phone in my hand, okay? Let your brain calm itself. Getting proper sleep helps your body produce more energy. You know, this might seem like a basic thing here, but it's something that I'm sure somebody who's watching or listening needs to be reminded about. If you need help falling asleep, there are ways to do it. Do not drink yourself to sleep. Listen, I'm being honest here. Don't have a couple of glasses of wine and expect that you're going to get a good night's sleep. Don't get all tipsy and then go to sleep, because that's not falling asleep. That's passing out, and your body knows the difference. I'm being a hard truth here a moment again. It's a hard truth, okay? You don't want to do that, because what's going to happen is that this alcohol is going to be processed into sugars in your body, and eventually when that sugar drops, you will wake up at 1 o'clock in the morning or 2 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock in the morning, and you're not going to know why you can't fall back asleep. Okay, so we don't want to use alcohol as a sleep aid. There's plenty of other things there. First here, talk to your doctor if you need to. I did a sleep study years ago. I'm talking 15, 16 years ago. I was one of those people that spent the night at the hospital with all the wires and everything, and there was like 72 cameras watching me sleep. And what they found out was that I wake up about 30 to 40 times a night, but I just don't remember waking up. And that's why I wasn't getting a restful sleep. And long story short, I went natural with things like that. I use, personally, again, talk to your doctor. Personally, I use melatonin. And there's a product out there that's a powder that's kind of a magnesium, potassium, calcium mix powder. No names. You can ask me tomorrow night at the trial class. I'll tell you about it. And I use that, and I get a pretty good restful night's sleep until I wake up. Typically around 4 o'clock in the morning, sometimes 5 o'clock in the morning. It depends where I'm going to class that day and what I'm doing. So, and by the way, just to tie it in, when you exercise, it'll help you sleep better. Yes, when you exercise, when you work out, it will help you to sleep better. Hey, Allison, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Okay, the last thing. Time is flying. Water. I touched on this before, but a lot of people don't really associate this. And this is a serious thing for me, too. I constantly talk to people about this. When I talk about people's fitness routines and their nutritional routines, I always include the question, are you drinking enough water? And you know, don't look at me like that. You know what enough water is. And if you don't, Google it, okay? Because it's going to depend on your body weight, too. But the symptoms of dehydration, and by the way, if you look around you, if you're in a public place, 75% of everybody out there that you're seeing is already dehydrated. It's a symptom of modern day society. On a daily basis, 75% of Americans are living in a state of chronic dehydration. What are the symptoms of chronic dehydration? Guess what? Sluggishness, weak muscles, dizziness, dry mouth. But you know what? Your brain. Go ahead, tap yourself on the head right now, even if you're sitting at your desk. I don't care who's watching you. Don't worry about them. Just tap yourself on the head and say, my brain is 73% water. My brain is 73% water. So now, logically speaking, if you're dehydrated, what do you think is going to happen to your brain? What happens to your mental functions? What happens to those mental functions? What happens when your whole body begins to slow down because metabolically you don't have enough water in you? Guess what? You need to drink some water. And you need to do it consistently through the day. And you know, the biggest thing I hear, and listen, I understand, especially when you're at work, it might be a symptom of drinking too much water, is that you got to get to the bathroom more often. But what do you want? It's a trip to the bathroom versus feeling like garbage your whole day because you don't have enough energy. All right. So number one, the lack of water, by the way, statistically speaking, is the number one cause of that midday fatigue. You know, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 2:30, when you start to, at your desk, you're kind of weaving. It's hard to keep your eyes open. And then you get up and you go to the break room and you eat the sugary crap, right? Go down a bottle of water. That'll help you too, all right? Like I said before, drink more of what you're made of. Drink water. Don't drink chemically added colored water either, because that's not good for you either. And by the way, as a side effect of your water, as a side effect of your hydration, fat loss is a big side effect of that. You know why? Water has zero calories. It helps to speed up your metabolism, so you're burning more calories. It's actually going to help you lose weight and to keep your weight healthy also. Oh, listen, man, flying by. I only have a little bit of time left here, ladies and gentlemen. Quick shout out to my beautiful fiance, Susan, by the way. I love you, honey. I meant to say that before. Listen, tomorrow night, trial class, our first trial class, Thursday night, May 24th, 6:30 p.m. at the wonderful Holiday Inn in downtown Clinton, New Jersey. That's 111 West Main Street. Bring a friend. Bring a family member. Go to our Facebook page. Find the event. You can register there. It's free. We also have a few spots left. I got a text before from Ron. We got a few spots left. You can take them. Don't miss out. All right? Listen, I really appreciate you watching. I appreciate you listening. This has been Max Living, and we are sponsored, of course, by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. We are at the Gray Rock Shopping Center at 1802 Route 31 in beautiful Clinton, New Jersey. Our phone number is 908-627-7020. We are offering our program, which is starting in just a couple weeks, at $170 savings. Give us a call. Check out our website. Check out our Facebook page. Folks, I will be back next week on Wednesday at 1 o'clock. Thank you again for joining. Thank you for interacting with me. My name is Mark LaRose. This has been Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. 908-627-7020. Register for that free trial class. I'll see you tomorrow night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Someday a date will happen. It could very well be June 12th. Someday a date will absolutely happen. It could very well be June 12th. We'll see. We'll know next week.
President Trump updating the status of a possible summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Currently, the president is in New York City for a roundtable on immigration. Republican Senator Ron Johnson said enough is enough. It's time to truly understand what was going on inside the FBI under President Obama.
Congress is the representative of the American people, and the public has a right to know exactly what was happening in the Justice Department and the FBI under President Obama, and we simply don't. So what a number of us committee chairmen and committee members are trying to do is just get the basic information, primarily to restore the credibility of the FBI and the Department of Justice, which need to be beyond reproach in the eyes of the American public.
This is USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or in a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Iran is getting more and more involved in Syria. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
They have become more willing and more capable.
Just days after Secretary Pompeo threatened Iran with new sanctions if it doesn't change its policies, including when it comes to Syria, he told a House hearing that Iran is moving sophisticated weaponry into that war-torn country, trying to further destabilize the volatile Middle East.
The weapon systems that they